The former Soviet Republic of Georgia awakened to a new era today, one without President Eduard Shevardnadze in power. Shevardnadze led Georgia for most of the last 30 years. He resigned late last night in the face of massive protests over corruption, misrule, and the alleged rigging of the results of a recent parliamentary election. In Washington, the State Department today expressed support for the new Georgian government. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi.
It went on all night and continued into the morning. Marathon political protest turned street party. Tens of thousands of Georgians on foot, in cars, even on farm tractors, marching down the capital's main avenue, singing, waving flags, drinking, and dancing. The occasion, the announcement by Eduard Shevardnadze that he was calling it quits, ending almost three decades in power in Georgia. Faced with a threat from opposition leaders that the crowd was prepared to march on his residence. I see that this could not have ended bloodlessly. I have never betrayed my country, so it's better that the president resigns, Shevardnadze said. He managed to smile, joked with reporters, and then said, I'm going home now. The turning point in what the opposition is calling a velvet revolution occurred when parts of the military deserted Shevardnadze. Protesters had already seized the parliament and presidential administration buildings. This bloodless overthrow was set in motion by outrage over a parliamentary election earlier this month. Shevardnadze's party was declared the winner. Nobody believed the results. International observers, as well as the U.S. government, cited widespread fraud. But the election was merely the trigger. At the heart of Shevardnadze's undoing was the corruption and poverty that marked his last 12 years in power. Many Georgians expected more from the man who had built up a huge reputation in the West for his role in helping to end the Cold War, when he was foreign minister of the now-defunct Soviet Union. George Gomolauri, who runs an internet provider service over Georgia's scratchy phone lines, says Shevardnadze became surrounded by corrupt government ministers.
He had such a huge support all over the world, moral support. It was also huge financial support. And only thing that he had to do just to collect around him educated, honest people.
Opposition leaders went out of their way, however, to praise what they called a wise and moral decision by Shevardnadze in stepping down a year and a half before his term was due to end. They praised his gusto in trying to guide Georgia through a turbulent time of lost wars with separatists and difficult relations with Russia. And they said the 75-year-old now ex-president Shevardnadze plans to stay in Georgia. The interim leader is 39-year-old parliament speaker Nino Bergenadze. She is unlikely to run for the presidency, though. Under the Constitution, elections are supposed to happen within 45 days. The heavy favorite is Mikhail Saakashvili, who led the opposition protests. At 35, he's just old enough to legally be president.
Right now, we are in transition period. And certainly, we are hopeful that the transition period will be smooth. Elections will be held in time. For us, the main goal is stability.
Saakashvili quit as Shevardnadze's justice minister 2 years ago, complaining of intolerable levels of government corruption. But although he's a former ally of the ex-president, the similarities end there. Shevardnadze came up through the Soviet communist hierarchy. Saakashvili has a law degree from Columbia University. He's part of a new breed of U.S.-educated, English-speaking Georgian politicians. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi, Georgia.